On the path of cause ahimsa.
On the path of liberation, does Pratikraman free one from all previous accounts?
Yes.
But Dada, what words do we have to say when doing Pratikraman?
Say, every living being that I have hurt in any way, please forgive me.
Each and every living being, Dada?
Yes, to each and every living being.
Does it include microorganisms, like the ones present in air, called Vayukai, in water, called Jalkai, and in fire, called Tejokai?
It includes everything.
What should we do if we kill something unknowingly, Dada?
Even when it is done in ignorance, once you become aware of your deed, you should feel remorse immediately. You should repent for it and do pratyakhyan. Beware that it does not happen again. This should be your goal. God had told us to be firm and resolute in our determination not to kill any living being. Every morning when you begin your day, you must repeat this 5 times. I do not wish to hurt a single living being through my mind, my speech, or my body. You will lighten the burden of your responsibility because in reality, you only have control over your intent. To hurt or not to hurt any living being is not in your hands, as far as a result is concerned.
Do we still commit a sin if we hurt someone by accident?
What would happen if you put your hand in the fire by accident?
My hand would burn.
Would a child not burn himself too?
Yes, he would, Dada.
Even a child? You will not escape whether you do something knowingly or unknowingly.
What happens to a person if he continues to kill mosquitoes, even after he has received Jnana, Dada?
You can say that such a person has spoiled his intent. That is not considered awareness of Jnana.
Is that considered violent intentions?
Not only that, but in doing so, he has reverted back to what he was before Jnana. If, however, he were to do Pratikraman, his bad karma would be erased.
What if he keeps doing it repeatedly, Dada?
Even if he were to do it 100 times over, as long as he did Pratikraman, his bad karma would be erased. You should not have a single thought about killing. If you cannot tolerate the insects, take them outside. The Tirthankars eliminated the word kill from common usage because it is laden with risk. Thoughts about killing are laden with violent subatomic particles. Each and every atom of your body must be completely ahimsak or non-violent.
Do cause violence, that is dravya hinsa, and effect violence, that is bhav hinsa, have the same consequences?
Cause violence cannot be seen because it is subtle. Only effect violence is visible. It can be perceived through the mind, speech and body. If you have reverence for life and you believe that no harm should come to any living being, then you are not held accountable for anything that happens to them, even if you kill something accidentally. Your compassion is the only requirement. You must nevertheless repent and do Pratikraman to eliminate any responsibility on your part.
Dada, I have read in your books that through this mind, speech and body, let me not hurt, even in the slightest degree, any living entity. I am a farmer and I grow tobacco. While the plants are growing, I must constantly pinch tender new leaves off their stalks. Would that not hurt the plant? Is that not a sinful act? We do this to thousands of our plants. How can we put an end to this sinful act?
You should feel remorse for the act. You should regret and feel, why has this painful task fallen upon me? That is all. You can continue with your work then. Internally, you are repenting that it is not your wish to undertake such a disagreeable occupation.
Yes, Dada, but are we still committing a sin?
Yes, it is a sin, but you must not concern yourself with that. Do not look at the sinful act. Just commit to the decision that things should not be the way they are. Stand by your conviction that you would rather be employed doing something other than tobacco farming. Before, when you were not aware of all this, you would not have been so reluctant to mutilate the poor plants. If you follow my advice, the responsibility becomes mine. I am taking on the responsibility for you. You can cast the plant aside, but at the same time, you should feel a deep remorse. All farmers and crop owners are liable for their faults when they annihilate so many living organisms in the fields. They should earnestly pray to God and ask to be forgiven for their faults daily. I tell every farmer to take about 5 to 10 minutes to repent in front of the Lord for this violence. They must do pratikraman because the work they are engaged in involves so much violence. I show them how to do pratikraman.
Is it enough to just say the prayer you mentioned earlier, that no living being be hurt through the medium of speech, thought, and acts in the morning?
It should be repeated 5 times a day, with the same internal focus as one has when counting money. Say it with the same concentration and say it aloud.
Vengeance of enmity is unbearable.
Let us say that a relationship based on deep abhorrence and vengeance has occurred. If we do not do any pratikraman, will we not have to meet the other person sooner or later to settle the account?
It has nothing to do with the other person. He does not have to settle anything. You will remain bound.
Dada, aren't we supposed to settle the account?
The fact that it has occurred means that you have become bound, and so you must do pratikraman. Everything heals with pratikraman, which is why you have been given this weapon.
When we do pratikraman, we get rid of our bitter feelings of vengeance. But what about the other person? What if he still feels animosity towards us?
What did it matter to Lord Mahavir when those around him felt so much attachment towards him? Some even hated him. Nothing affects the vitrag. A vitrag goes around without putting oil on his body. Nothing of the world will stick to them. They will not be affected by them. Others spread oil over their body before going outside, and resultantly they will become covered with the dirt and dust of the world.
There is animosity between myself and another person. There has been a lot of attachment and consequent abhorrence between us. While I have managed to get rid of my animosity, the other person still continues to harbor deep vengeance. Does this mean that in my next life, he will come to settle the account? After all, he is the one perpetuating the abhorrence.
With pratikraman, his animosity towards you will lessen. With each pratikraman, a layer of karma is shed. Karma comes in layers, as do onions. You will have to do as many pratikramans as the number of layers you have caused. Do you understand?
What should we do when, while doing pratikraman, atikraman occurs simultaneously?
Do your pratikraman later. When you attempt to extinguish a fire that was ignited by a firecracker, and in the process another firecracker is suddenly set off, you would have to jump aside and wait before making another attempt to put out the fire. These fireworks of life will keep exploding. Such is the worldly life. If someone were to insult me and do wrong by me, I would still help him and give him protection. A man once challenged me, so I told everyone around me that they should not have a single negative thought towards me, and if they did, they should do pratikraman, because in actuality, he was a good man being controlled by his internal enemies, Kashais. If he were under the control of the self, he would never have spoken the way he did. A person who succumbs to his internal enemies must be forgiven, for he does not have the support of the self. When someone becomes the victim of the internal enemies and becomes angry, you must remain calm or else everything will be ruined. To be controlled by internal enemies is to be swayed by the effects of karma of your past life. Everything unfolds according to the effects of past karma.
Removal of the root cause of opinions.
It is you who must know how to respond to the person who comes to you, whatever his inner intent, be it good or bad. Do not bother with him if his prakriti or innate nature is awkward and difficult. Just let him be. If you know that it is his nature to steal, and you have been watching him steal for the last 10 years, should you trust him if he begs for your forgiveness? You can tell him that you do not have any bad feelings towards him and that he has your forgiveness, but that is as far as you can go with such a person. You cannot afford to place trust in him or become involved with him. On the other hand, if you were to become his friend, then it would be wrong not to trust him or become suspicious of him based on your previous opinions. Frankly, you should not associate with him. But if you do, you should not have any prejudice towards him. Just keep in mind that whatever happens is correct.
What if we still have a negative opinion about him?
Then you should ask for forgiveness. You must ask for forgiveness from whomever you have a negative opinion about.
Dada, is it okay to have good opinions?
Do not give any opinions at all. If you do, you must erase them. You have the necessary infallible tools at your disposal: Alochana, Pratikraman, and Pratyakhyan.
How do we get rid of our strong opinions?
They will begin to disappear the moment you decide you want to be rid of them. If they are stubborn, you must work on them several hours a day. They too will disappear. After you attain self-realization, you come into Purusharth Dharma, your true religion, the religion of the soul. This dharma gives you extraordinary strength to overcome the most difficult of obstructions. However, you must first realize the cause behind the obstacles and then do pratikraman for it. The most important thing is to protect yourself from forming new opinions. This is where you need to be most cautious. Nothing else matters. The awareness of the worldly life tends to formulate opinions. Even before you see something or someone, these must be destroyed before they take root. You must exercise extreme caution with regards to opinions. Nevertheless, you will bind opinions, but they should be immediately destroyed. Prakruti creates opinions, and Prajna Shakti, the light of knowledge, destroys them. Prakruti will continue to bind opinions for some time, but you must keep erasing them. Opinions are the underlying cause of all unrest.
How do we get rid of the opinions we have bound, Dada?
To eliminate them, you must tell yourself or others that you have formed such an opinion about this person and that the opinion is completely wrong and that you should not have any opinion about him. When you declare this to yourself, you will become free from it. Without pratikraman, your opinions will remain and you will stay bound to your faults. Opinions have formed the mind. I never have any opinions about anyone. My initial thought about a person when I first meet him never changes. If I catch someone stealing, I do not jump to the conclusion that he is a thief, because I am aware that it is his circumstances that led him to steal. People would immediately label him a thief if they caught him stealing. They would not take his circumstances into account. To them, it would be immaterial whether or not he has a history of stealing or whether his circumstances have forced him to steal. I would only call a person a thief if he were a thief forever. My opinion about a person does not change once it is made. Until now, I have not changed my opinion about anyone. After you become self-realized, it is your obligation to make Chandulal, the relative self, pure. If the body complex could express its feelings, it would say, "I was always pure. It is you who has contaminated me with your inner intents. I had neither bones, nor blood, nor pus. I was absolutely pure. You have defiled me to such a degree. Unless you make me pure as well, you will not attain final liberation."
असीम जय जयकार हो
जा जा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो।